Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome into Bet Sweat. It's a Friday. Thanks for hanging out this week. We've got Friday Feels coming up in about 20 minutes. Our favorite college football plays later on this hour, hour number two, 10 a.m. We start breaking down the entire NFL card, final hour of the show. Gilles Gallant will be joining us. 2-Minute Drill, The Room, Lightning Bets. A lot happening on this Friday, per usual. Sam, last night I was wishing that we couldn't get Amazon Prime on TV. That was painful. Painful to watch. Did you endure the entire thing, or were you still en route when that thing kicked off?
Saw the second half. Wish I didn't even turn it on. You show highlights? Here's the question of the day.
Yeah.
Can you show highlights of a game that had no highlights?
Yeah. There weren't any. There weren't any. Neither offense could do anything. I mean, it was just painful. Like, forget the struggles on offense just for a moment. And it's hard to do that. Just the amount of sloppy play, bad decisions. Like, it was rough. Like, even Al Michaels was saying what everybody was thinking. Just, oh, my God, the penalties. And of course there's another one. Of course this keeps happening. It was brutal. The turnovers, like, you could point to the quarterbacks, but they were really on the receivers, too, because they couldn't even hold on to the ball at all. The special teams were terrible. Kickers, bad. Punters shaking stuff left, right, every which way you could think of. There were 13 three and outs in the game. Each team had 11 penalties. It's not like some games where it's all one-sided, where undisciplined play. No, each team had 11 penalties in this game. It was a rough watch. Your boy had 4 survivor slots on Denver.
Oh, nice.
That was not fun. Not fun at all. You know, KIV was talking about a possible shove situation, which he always does. She didn't think it was a shove situation, but she did go heavy Broncos, it sounded like. Happy to get through. God, I don't even blame this on a Thursday night football thing. That was just bad. And in my mind, I kept hearing Paul Aspen saying, Bo Nix sucks. Bo Nix sucks. Yeah, he does. But so do a lot of his teammates. He doesn't have a whole lot of help on that team. But he's bad too. Like, I just, rough watch, man. Rough watch. I didn't even check what The Room did. I assume that The Room did very poorly because they usually bet overs, and there were not a lot of overs in that game. 17 points total.
This is not a game that made people money. And the reason why is because nothing happened. You know, we all want to have those nights when the Steelers play the Bengals and there's 80 points, give or take, and everybody's catching touchdowns and everybody's going over the total. Those are the fun nights for a lot of people. Not only was this pathetic football, but people did not hit their parlays. You had 2 touchdowns in the game. My parents are here. Didn't really watch a lot of the game, but we did go in the back and flip it on for the second half. And one of the first plays we watched was the interception that Nix threw. My dad looks at me and goes, where was he throwing it? And I'm like, I don't know.
The deep ball?
Right? I have no
idea. The deep ball one?
Yeah, the one that was – he threw it in double coverage.
Yeah,
double coverage. And I think the 2 closest players to the pick were Raiders. So
yes.
Horrible throw, valid question. And I have this. Paul, I would just love to see your reaction to this, because I have a list of wins the Broncos have. Mm-hmm. They've beaten the 3-6 Bengals with Jake Browning, the 2-7 Raiders by 3 points with Geno, the 3-5 Texans with Davis Mills by 3 points, The 1-7 Jets with Justin Fields, 13-11, that final score. The 2-7 Jackson Dart Giants by a point. And the 1-8 Titans with Cam Ward, a rookie quarterback. Those are their wins. They're in first place in the AFC, and I don't think they're any good. Like, I don't think they're good enough to make a run.
Can they miss the playoffs for all of our sakes? Is it possible? I don't think it is at this point.
Just bet against them. Just write it down now on November 7th. You will bet against them in a playoff game because they're not going to cover.
They'll probably make it. As much as we trash this team, and they deserve it after last night, once they got the 3-point lead, I was like, okay, we're good. Game's over because they're not doing anything against this defense. When they got to, if they would get to midfield when they had that field goal attempt late, that was because of a turnover. But they're not driving the length of the field. Geno was obviously hurt, but that was at the end of the game. He was bad throughout most of the game. Bowers, anybody? 3 touchdowns on Sunday, 3 targets last night. Yes, you give the Broncos a little bit of credit shutting that down. I'm sure that was part of the plan, but you couldn't find Bowers. Paul, good call. The number one target was Lockett last night for the Raiders.
And they stopped throwing to him. They fed him early. Like, he went over 40, which was nice for a couple of the ladders. Like, you're throwing angle routes to a rookie who is having them bounce off his hands and going to the other team. Chip Kelly stinks. Pete Carroll, I think, is washed. Geno obviously was hurt even before that. He's been terrible this season. I just don't know what they're trying to do on offense. They had no plan. It made no sense. Tyler Lockett is not what he was, but you got some familiarity there. You got a vet. You got a short week, and it's working for you early, and then you stop doing it and not throwing to Bowers. It made no sense.
It's just very difficult for me to envision them in the playoffs. Because to Joe's point, when they took the lead, you knew it was probably over. But in the playoffs, let's flip the teams. Let's give the Broncos a 3-point lead, and let's put Mahomes on the other side. Or Josh Allen. Or Lamar Jackson. It's probably a different outcome. Justin Herbert. Aaron Rodgers.
Yes.
Like, these are the potential quarterbacks that you're going to have to beat on the way to a potential Super Bowl appearance. And they could win a game. It's hard to see that team with that offense winning multiple games in this AFC.
All right. Well, we get that in a week and a half. It's +3.5. This is the NFL in a nutshell. In a nutshell. They look like garbage against the lowly Raiders when the Raiders were on the field all game just a matter of a few days ago. Now they're going to be hosting the Chiefs next. The number's 3.5, Kansas City. Okay, or you could go this route. Would you rather take Denver +3.5 against Kansas City, or would you rather take the Raiders +3.5 against Dallas? That's their next game. They both have the same number. They're both 3.5-point dogs here.
See, Broncos, I think Dallas will Dallas is going to drag them into a shootout. Like, that's what I think. That's my initial reaction.
Vegas.
Yeah. Dallas, Vegas, just like 38-35. The good Geno game.
Yeah.
My first thought, and I was thinking about this morning, Broncos team total. What's the total in the game? You go with their team total under against that Chiefs defense?
Well, the total in the game is 44.5, so they're saying 24-20. So it's going to be like 20.5, 19.5.
Broncos scoring 20 points against that defense?
But nobody's going to bet on Denver.
The number's moving, Paul, as we speak. Go under. Getting lower. Yeah.
No, I mean, I could see 2017 Chiefs, something like that, like where the Broncos cover. But, like, I see that's the first. I mean, it could be 24-17. It could be 30-17. I mean, you got to give the Broncos defense a little bit of credit. I don't see how they score more than 17 points in that game.
Each team last night had more penalties than first downs. Each team had 11 penalties. Each team had 10 first downs. And the Raiders could have easily won that game. Carlson hits that kick. Like, who knows what's happened? I had no confidence. If he was going to hit that kick, it was one of those moments I was like, thank God. Because I had zero trust in Bo Nix. I had zero trust in that Broncos offense. But when it became time to win, to convert those first downs, run the ball, they won the game. Is that a bad beat? Like, they're driving into the red zone at the end of the game. A touchdown is a cover, right? I don't think it is, because they did nothing offensively all game. What, 220 total yards? Yeah, 220. And then we also saw why that Bo Nix passing total was so low against the Raiders. 150 for him last night.
Just a tough game to watch. And remember, people are starved for good football right now. Starved, yeah. Because of the YouTube TV Disney thing. You can't watch the best games on Saturday, a lot of them. You couldn't watch Monday Night Football. You're relegated to Wednesday night Maction, which is the worst football possible to watch. I mean, we gamble on it, but there's...
You can't watch Maction.
Well, oh, that's right. Duh, I watched it. That's right, because Jeff and I had to go to a bar to watch it. That's right.
There was one game that... There was one of the... I think there were four Maction games. I think one of them was on CBS Sportsnet, and then the others were on ESPN.
Which... plays even more to the point. People are starved to watch football, to get their football fix. Some people watch it every night, you know, and we're at that point of the calendar now. We're going to have a football game basically every day until the 27th, I believe. I think that's right. So you're going to have some sort of college or pro football
the network
game
shuts down
every day. Yep. You know what? Here's an idea. Hey, Bob, why don't we take the games off TV? Great idea.
Yep. I know. It's insane. Insane. So, yeah, I'm one of those people. I watched every play last night. I didn't enjoy it.
I know.
It was bad.
You need it. You just need the football. I know. You need it.
So annoying. Well, do we get USC Northwestern? Can we watch that tonight? We can. That's
Fox
game, I believe.
I'm pretty sure that's on Fox. You can see Bear Bets before and after USC Northwestern. There's a shameless plug.
Oh, okay. It's on FS1. It's not a Fox game.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Is that right?
Pretty sure the Friday night FS1. Oh, it's Fox. Oh, then you won't.
Yeah.
Never mind. I thought it was FS1. They gave it the big treatment? The big FOX?
That's what it says on...
Wow.
My app, Northwestern, for the first time. You're a primo game. Let's go. All right. So, that's all we have as far as that. We squeezed as much as we could out of that game. It was painful. You guys saw it. Rough, rough. Hopefully we get some better action coming up over the weekend. Injury reports. I was very happy. Bills looked a lot better. A lot better. Bosa, Taquan Jones, Teron Johnson, all practice yesterday. They were limited. We'll see what the final injury report looks like today. You had me concerned with my other survivor play about the Bills questions. And spot-wise, you are absolutely right. But they did look healthier. We'll see if James Cook is out there as well. But there are a few interesting things. I think the Bills was one of them, because it was looking Wednesday like it could have been really bad. Yesterday looked better. We'll see about today.
I saw the video yesterday of that kid. Is it Hote or Heck? I still don't know how to say his name. The defensive lineman who blew his Achilles up. Might be Hote.
Okay.
Anyways, so he blows his Achilles on the field, and they're trying to cart him off the field, and he says, no, I'm staying right here. He sat on the sidelines for the remainder of the game with a torn Achilles. Damn. And rooted on the boys. Yeah, yeah, he was just like, and you can see he's like, go win that bleeping game. Win it. Screaming at his teammates. Like, he's going to have to go to the hospital and get surgery, you know, but he's not moving. That was pretty cool. I saw that clip yesterday. if they get some of these guys back, and it looks like they're going to get a ton of them back, I rattled off six or seven names. Sounds like four of them are definitely going to have the green light. And then you'll see from there Saturday and Sunday. I don't think the Bills lose, but I just don't love the spot off the Chiefs win.
We were, myself and Paul were talking about liking the Cardinals, and then I saw that injury report yesterday. I didn't feel great about it. We'll see. The secondary is in bad shape. So that one is a little worrisome. We'll certainly revisit that game. And the Bucks-Patriots game, that's a big one. I'm really interested in it. I know it's not a divisional matchup. It's not an interconference game. But I want to see what these two teams are. And, you know, the Patriots have had a soft schedule so far. Let's see what you do against the Bucks. Maybe their biggest challenge of the year outside of the Bills. Irving and Godwin still not practicing. I'm not expecting them to play, but two starting offensive linemen limited for the Bucks. So that could be big there. We'll keep a close eye on that. And boy, these 49ers moves, they're putting more starters on defense, on injured reserve, and watch it. Watch them keep it a field goal game or somehow beat the Rams again. It makes no sense. The Rams are completely healthy. And then you look at all the injuries on the 49ers side, but that's a repeat of the conversation when they upset them on Thursday Night Football as an 8.5-point dog.
You know what else they did the last day or so? They bet the Steelers from +3.5 to +2.5 on Sunday night through the three.
I get it. Looking more at that game, I totally understand it. That's going to be a good one. We'll talk about that one along with the rest of the card coming up throughout the show. Friday Feels is next. You've got Bet Sweats.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.